If he leaves me now, it takes away the biggest part of me. Nifleek leaves me now, it takes away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, Roger, please don't go. Ooh, no, I just want you to play.
Welcome back to Legal Counsel, coming at you live from a dreary Sydney Portier, Sunday morning, 6th of August, almost finishing the 23rd round of the competition. Four games to go after this week. We're on the downside. We're in the most exciting time. We're in the most exciting rugby league time of the year, of the season. As always, coming to us live from Melbourne, Victoria, one test Thunderino and twice controversially axed Hong Kong Rugby League board member. Jack, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Not too bad. Yeah, a bit of rain on the ground when I walked out this morning, which is good because it's been very, very dry in Melbourne over the last 2 or 3 months. The wife's like a purist gardener, so she should have picked up on it. I don't really notice it.
Yeah, well, I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, so let alone what we talked on the podcast last week. But I do believe we did mention it, and I think I may have said it, but I'll repeat myself. It was the hottest July in 125 years. 125 years.
Did you see, I think it was Santiago, or Lima got 37 degree day, like last
really?
Week. Yeah, so, and they're like at the same latitude. As Sydney.
Okay, so that's what I do feel this way, that we're getting a lot of high 30s, 40s. You've been to Lima, right? Like Lima is in fog for, is it 7 or is it 9 months of the year?
I don't know. I wasn't there that long. I was there 3.
No, but I mean, that's one of the first things that, you know, you open up. Yeah. I mean, kids these days don't know that you had to fucking use a guidebook back then. And you open up the guidebook and you're like, oh, Lima, 9 months of the year in fog. Then you look up and you're like, fog, complete fog. I don't think I saw anything but fog in the week that I was there. Depressing.
Well, but LA gets that too, but not as long. Mm. They call it, I think it's not just LA, it's Southern California, June gloom.
Ah.
Is it June gloom? Yeah, because I mean, that's in their sort of, not there, no, in their like real, in their wing house, or what are those losers say?
Wheelhouse
for.
I'm a loser then.
Yeah, for summer like activities. But there's actually a lot of gloom, June gloom. Yeah.
So the difference, because obviously we grew up in Christchurch, which was, you know, smog. So obviously the geniuses bringing smoke and fog together, creating the word smog. But that was done by obviously the Port Hills, the way that the makeup of Christchurch, but just trapping in
inversion layer based.
Yeah, and a lot of winter fires, really, wasn't it? Open fires and stuff.
Yeah. But this, I think Lima and.
More natural, isn't it?
California, more. I mean, it's natural. And they've got pollution too, obviously, but it's pushing off the ocean, and they've got a very big mountain range very close to them. Mm. You know?
Mm. But it's not like these. Big multi-industrial type cities in, say, India or China, which is just like full noise pollution, smog.
Full noise pollution, yeah.
Well, I tell you what's not polluted at the moment and is dishing up weather that is, I feel like we are going to get a very, very, very good final series. But two big things this week has seen a couple of teams that we thought were trending in the right direction have spontaneously combusted. I'll describe South as, yeah, they get trail back.
Yeah.
There is something in the back of my head saying the whole way through this is, you know what, the team that really is going to challenge Melbourne is South. And you know, sometimes as a team, that they have excuses all year, but you keep giving them the benefit of the doubt, keep giving the benefit, because you've kind of seen it over like a good long 4 or 5 year period now, South, where they have been there or thereabouts, and you keep giving the excuses. And I think that they run out of excuses last night. They got beaten by someone who is just lower than low. It's like the Sharks were so low. It's like those people that are just fucking high on meth, that have got no place to live, that are ending up sucking dicks for cheeseburgers in the King's Cross at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. They were gutter. They came out, and I looked at the score. I was actually watching a movie, didn't watch it. Didn't want to watch because I thought, oh, South will pump Sharks. Yeah. Who's going to slag the Sharks off now? They look awful. It was fucking 18 or 20 nil.
I watched the game. I was looking forward to it because I just wanted to look forward to it in a way that you look forward to something that you know is going to happen, and you see it happen, you're like, oh,
it's yeah.
Like South flogging Sharks, and just this, them not being able to compete against top 8 or top 4 teams. It's not a meme anymore. It's real.
It is. It's fucking legit.
I know, but then last night, I think that what that shows is it doesn't show Sharks can now beat top 8 and top 4 teams. It shows that that's where Souths are now.
I know, mate. And look, we had fully fit Trell, we had AJ, Tass Campbell-Graham, who is my favourite centre in the NRL. You had Walker and Ilias back. And then obviously Munro on the other wing, which, you know, that's their full strength backline, give or take. You had Jai Arrow back now, who's obviously been away for sort of 10, 12 weeks. Cook, Burgess, Kulomatangi back from State of Origin. One of our favourites of the show, Chi Cam, and Cam Murray. Like, guys, that's your pretty fucking much your best team.
And it's not like they're not playing for anything. They're playing for top 4, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were, with Sportsbet, they were the fourth ranked team with Sportsbet. The bookies had them as fourth before this game. So they have always rated them as proper. Do you think BHU coming back has added just that extra fucking, I mean, the Sharks have lost quite a few players. Yeah. They've also dropped Moylan and they've brought in, nephew of Tricky.
Braden. Yeah, pretty good. And kind of Tracy again played well last night. I've always wanted the Warriors to sign him.
Yeah, he is a perfect Warrior, isn't he, Connie Tracy? The guy that comes over from a bench. I mean, he's basically like a Metcalf type guy, isn't he?
Or even like a white Dylan Walker.
But they've also
because he can play everywhere.
He can play anywhere.
Yeah.
And so they've lost Bubba Kennedy, he's been one of their best players this year. They've lost Ronaldo, international winger. You know, part of their DNA, the Sharks, has always been their back five. They've dropped Moylan. So they haven't been fucking around. They've lost Finucane for the whole year. They just lost Tyge Wilton, who's been probably their best player outside of maybe Hines. So this Sharks team is just a mishmash of, you know, couple of good players sandwiched amongst some just genuine club players. And you cannot be rolling out Wade Graham with the C next to his name as a captain in the fucking year 2023 and call yourself a serious fucking premiership threat. But they went down 26-16. Were they 26-0? They were 26-0.
They were. So, I mean, it was... you know, what do you add ball people call it when they score points in bad time? Trash time or something.
Garbage time.
So there was a little bit of garbage. And to be honest, there's been quite a lot of garbage time in NRL this year. There's been so many comebacks that don't come to fruition. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's our game now these days. I think it's almost impossible to lock someone out to keep it to zero. Like even the other day, who are we watching? And then the Dogs came back and scored 3 tries at the end and looked good. It might have been against the Panthers. I was like, this is just yuck. Like the Panthers are almost just allowing
it to happen. Means nothing.
But if you
actually, I want to
If you'd have told me before the game yesterday, you'd have said it's at Optus Stadium in Perth, I would have gone, oh, this could be a little bit fucking different. This could be a bit upside down. I reckon it's the Perth factor. Anything can happen. Once you fucking go across the eastern, whatever
Jarrell it is. David Kidwell, Cheek. He had to, if you remember, Vossi brought it up last night when he, it leads me into a good David Kidwell story, but David Kidwell went over there and fractured his cheekbone.
And
couldn't fly back, and he had to take the Trans-Pacific. I had to take the train back to Sydney. 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So things happen. I know. Actually, the David Kidwell yarn's an interesting one. So obviously, I'm doing a bit of work in Sydney at the moment, and a work colleague of mine, she was just like, I think she learned. Somebody told her, "Oh, this guy's a bad leaguey or something." And we're talking solving this problem or something. He goes, "Oh, actually, you might know David Kidwell." I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course I know that." Well, I mean, I don't know him personally, but she does. He goes, "Oh, I actually know him personally because my daughter goes to school with him." And how about this for like, just I don't know. I was sort of quite pleased with myself. League knowledge. You go, you must live in the east then. So yeah, how'd you know? Yeah, well, because I know David Kidwell lives around Goodneil Bronte.
Yeah.
Because just from your yards, and they go, "How big's his dog?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, it's quite a big dog." She's like, "Wow, you know your league." I can't get it in. Yeah, that was brilliant.
I'll see him a couple of times a week, and he's massive. He's so big. He's so He's thick, as you would say.
I've seen him. I saw him because I've seen him both. I've seen him wear like a New York Giants hoodie twice. Once was in
Coogee Bay Hotel, man.
You sent a photo to me of him, and then I saw him at Heathrow. He was flying back because he coaches, I think he coaches Rara, England Rara.
Argentina.
Okay. Yeah. And I was too skinny of him to talk.
Isn't he moonlighting between both codes at the moment?
I don't know.
Or has he just gone to Rara? He's not in the Eels box anymore, is he?
No, I don't think so. He was last year, though. And because Chica is coaching Argentina, is he?
Yes. He's got league in his bones, Chica.
So he is maybe a coach that NRL have to sort of explore, right?
He's been hanging around with the Roosters a bit, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe. The way the Roosters are going, he could be a future for them.
Fuck me, can you hear those kookaburras outside my
window? Yeah, madness. Whoa.
Like, they're massive, eh?
Really?
This week, what, I mean, fuck. I'm slowly eating my words about, look, I didn't say they were a bad team, but I just didn't believe in their, I didn't believe how far they could go this year. And I'm talking about the Broncos. And the main thing for me was Kevin Walters, who just seems like a very limited mentally human being.
Is that from his commentary?
Mate, if you see the guy open his mouth, and then, you know, what really sealed it for me was how that the coach whisperer took him under his wing, and then when he had, he wouldn't mention New South Wales' name during those press conferences. Do you remember that?
That's right.
And Kevy, he's one of those guys, reminds me of James Hooper, that looks, when he talks, it looks like he's putting in every fucking fibre of his body just to get the words out. He's thinking so hard just to get the words out. And I was I can't see them winning a comp. It's a simplistic way to look at it, but I just can't see it. They are fucking humming, the Broncos, and I hate, and I will not mention his name on this show ever, but the number one for the Broncos is in scintillating form with the ball in hand, mind you. And when it comes to the white hot furnace of the NRL football in September, and people fucking attack him, I look forward to seeing the one under the high ball and late in the game and pressure on defense, because I still think that is a huge weakness in this game. Anyway, Kevy, I went back through a list. I'm going to go back to 1989, right? I'm going to tell you the coaches, or you might be able to help me out with the coaches of who won the NRL.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can get away with the Kevin Wallace to win a comp. You're going to have to be something special. So you've got 89, 90 Raiders, Sheens, yes. 91, Gus.
Gus.
92, 93, Brisbane.
Brisbane. Wayne.
Back to Sheens in 94. Sheens. 95 Doggies.
Folks. Or was it? Was it Folks?
Chris Anderson, wasn't it? Or was it Chris Folks?
You're right. Folks was 10,000. It was Chris Anderson. Was it? Yeah, it was Chris Anderson.
Yeah. 96 Manly.
Was Bobby Bozo.
Mm-hmm. 97 Newcastle.
Mel O'Reilly.
Yep. 97 Brisbane Asterix. Obviously Super League. Wayne. 98 Brisbane. Wayne. 99 Melbourne. Chrissy Anderson. Wow. 2000 Brisbane, obviously Wayne. 2001 Newcastle, Mick Hagan, who very, very highly rated coach. And he only stepped down because he had very bad health problems. And then he just chimed in with, basically, he was the architect of Mel's origin victories, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Now we're starting to get a slight question mark. 2002 Roosters with Ricky Stewart.
Yep.
But you would probably still say he's got coaching chops, even though he's a fucking cocksucker.
Yes, 2003
Penrith, John Lamb, long illustrious coach of the Sharks, Penrith, very well respected in the game.
Yeah, I almost felt he was the Brian Smith with some success.
Yeah, yes, yes, good call. 2004 Canterbury, that's your folks. 2005
Tigers, Sheens.
Back to Brisbane and Wayne at 06. Then we start going. 07, we've got Bellamy, Hasler and Owen. Hasler. Then back to Bellamy. Yeah. Then Wayne in 2010 with the Dragons. Then Hasler in 2011, Manly. Back to Ballyache in 2012, Melbourne. Now we've got then a new, Trent. New era. Trent.
Yes.
Then 2014, Souths.
Madge, question mark. Madge.
So that's, again, that's probably that's the name out of nowhere in terms of the coaching annals. But I would say 2015 is the biggest standout for me.
RIP.
Pull one out.
Yeah.
2016 Cronulla. Now we're starting to get a little bit freaky. Yep. And this is where I said, fuck, well, if Flanagan and Paul Green can do it.
Kevy can.
I think maybe Kevy can. Because then we go on a nice little run here. We go Ballyache in 17. Trent, Ballyache, Ivan.
Wow.
And I look back at, I think we're going to give John Lang a bit of a pass. We're moving on to the run of Madge. Which I think we respect highly.
It does make you think about Madge. If you put Wayne Bennett at the Tigers, he's not going to get anything done.
Yeah, look, Madge maybe doesn't, but he's won comps in he's Wigan. He was very highly successful. Yeah. I think Madge, it wasn't that Madge couldn't coach. It was Madge was fucking an animal, like, that just flogged people too hard. And he was probably hard to wear coach. But Paul Green had massive question marks and obviously Flanagan. But Flanagan, apart from being a drug cheat, still has a bit of respect around him, his name.
He does. But then you hear these guys commentate. You're like, where did it come from? Oh,
Jesus Christ. Flanagan.
But I guess it's just like, I don't know, you think about, like, okay, no. Think about your contact sport coaches that you might have had, and you probably respected them. But now, and they're probably good, they're probably listeners. But now you think about them, like, maybe I'm wrong. You're probably
with distance. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With distance, yes. I think when you're a young man growing up, and you obviously your respect of an elder is, and I think in rugby league, given the high concentration of Pacific Islanders, they are growing up and taught to and not question authority. So A guy like a Flanagan would be quite a scary proposition for a young 19-year-old who's living away from Wellington for the first time.
And the other thing is, with Kyle, I feel as though he's almost got Kyle round to his place and sort of has influenced some of those kids.
Mm. Who's Kyle?
Kyle Flanagan, his son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's doing the job as well. He's doing a secondary job.
Yeah.
So back to the Broncos.
And don't forget also, you need to think about these bloody with the role these managers are playing for the coaches as well.
Yeah. I don't even want to go into that murky world of managers. It's a big black stain on our game at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. So Broncos, I thought this was a massive banana skin game for them, right? I think that
really?
The Cowboys.
Yeah, so
yeah, right. Well, right. No, Aaron and Adam Reynolds.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys losing that game last week to the Titans, they just had to win that game. And now they've lost Val Holmes, who is a pretty significant player for them. My second round fantasy pick, which he's now out for the year. The Cowboys have gone on to lose the Titans, who are a frisky team. We'll get to that.
Yep.
And the Broncos, just even with Jock Madden coming in, I mean, how many more months until the Tigers look at Jock Madden and go, well, fuck, we just need to get this guy back again, and they'll overpay him to come back to the Tigers, a guy that they let go.
I know. But one thing that makes me wild about the Broncos is that Kenan Palacia, Brendan Piakura, and Xavier Willison. Like, they have just, they get these three, like, I don't know, we haven't played the Junior Qs for a while, so I don't know if they've pledged, but they're Mozzies.
Willison's a Kiwi.
Is he cool? Well,
and so is Piakura.
Is he?
I don't think. Okay. Palacia might not be.
Okay, but anyway, they do have so much depth in that. I mean, that one town team. Those guys. They're the X factor for the injuries. I think when premierships, maybe not when you're a dynasty, but just when you need to snag one. You just need those real X factors that people don't really focus on, because they might try and focus on Reynolds or Walsh or Flegler or Haas. And then these guys just rip you to pieces. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you look through and you go, oh, they're a young team, but they've got like real key guys for me. And Capewell, he's been there, won comps with Penrith. You've got, obviously, Reynolds, who's won a comp and been in a lot of big games. And then you can't rule out guys like Carrigan, who has played a lot of state football. But it's more the guys that I'm worried about in the furnace of, you know, we're talking semifinal because the Broncos are second and they're probably going to finish second. So you've got to speak about them as if they're going to be playing a prelim semi, right? And in the prelim series, Walsh hasn't been there. Jesse Arthurs hasn't been there. Katoni Staggs hasn't been there. Herbie Farnworth hasn't been there. Selwyn Colbo hasn't been there. Ezra Mann hasn't been there. Schlegler hasn't been there. Billy Walters hasn't been there. Even Payne Haas. So these guys haven't been there, right? They haven't been there. And they're going to come up against a team like the Storm, or even if they're on the other side of the draw, the Panthers, depending on what goes, or if some one of those teams like, if we were thinking a week ago, the Rabbits get up there. Or they're more likely probably to be matched up against maybe a Warriors, who are in a similar proposition but got more experienced heads who have probably been there. That is, I think their big limitation is Billy Walters, though. I don't like him as a player, and I think he if they had a better dummy half, I'd be thinking a little bit differently about them as well. Again, look, they're the second fucking ranked team. They'll be equal with the Panthers next week after their bye.
Bison smoothie.
Who the fuck is Tyson Smoot?
how does anyone get a last name like that? Far out.
Mm.
It's just weird.
Very weird.
But Broncos, look, I like the... If I have little dreams, it is about having a grand final weekend, Brisbane versus Vodafone Warriors. I just think that would be... I reckon Sydney would be humming.
Yeah, Wouldn't you do, but look, if you're gonna get there and you want to win it, you want to be against the best, whether it's hard or not.
But no,
don't you want to end a Panthers three-peat
I think we could do it. I honestly believe in a semi.
I see.
You can prelim, you can sort of do it. You sort of can come under the radar, i.e. 2011, remember?
I see.
But I don't think it would have been in Storm in the grand final. But we sort of, whether they like it or not, they sort of have an eye on the GF and their three-peat or whatever.
I feel you.
And you ambush them. Yeah.
Mm. So the Knights, we talked about them last week, and they've gone on and they've won a couple of games since then. They're now in seventh place. Tell you what, that draw against Manly, that's interesting. If either of those teams had have got that win, the top eight would have, you know, the bottom of that eight would have had a little bit of a shake up. The Knights would have been in sixth. They're 10-9, and during this winning run that they've had, I think they've won five straight maybe, they are the fifth best defensive team in the comp. You think, oh, they're just like, they're scoring heaps of points. Ponga's in scintillating form. Was that at the Gabba yesterday, was it?
No, it was at, they did a double header in Perth.
Oh, did not know that. Yeah. Free flowing rugby league. Nice day.
Yeah.
What do you think to the Knights? How can they get to, can they get to fifth now?
Jeez.
Do you know really? Who they've got? Do you know who they've got next week?
No.
The Dogs.
Wow. Jeez. So the Knights have actually, I mean, I can.
Mate, they're 10-1-9. It's respectful.
It's respectful. Yeah, yeah. And how many of their games coming up are at Marathon?
Let's just dig into that.
Because then they get a home final.
Let's dig into
and Marathon game. Is hard to win. And I like Phoenix Crossland. I like Tyson Gamble. I've told you this before.
Tyson Gamble. Yeah, Tyson Gamble. So, okay, so next week, the Knights.
Dogs.
Eels. Oh, hang on. Dogs, fuck. Sorry. No. Scrap that. That was. Okay, so next round. Round 24. The Knights are at home, McDonald Jones, 4 p.m. on a Sunday against the Doggies. Yep. They're going to be rocking.
Yeah,
four and against, right? They're going to be rocking the fucking four and against. The week after, back at McDonald Jones Stadium, Sunday, 2 p.m. My favorite time slot. They've got the Rabbitohs.
Wow, that'll be a big game. Yeah. Somebody said that actually. Trent Thompson, I'll shout out to him. He sent that on the forum. Yeah, and I thought that was next week. Yeah, that is a ripper of a game.
So what about the week after? Sunday, 4 p.m. Still at McDonald Jones. Wow. Three straight at McDonald Jones. Sharkies.
Wow.
Then to
the Sharkies, I mean, the Knights won three in a row. They actually do some, they change the destiny of some other teams on the way.
Yeah, and then on the last week at Net Strata.
My God.
They've got the Dragons. That is a game that this kind of Knights team, these teams that finish with a wet sail and they could potentially like fall flat on their face.
They could finish fifth.
Easily. They could finish. Well, they're in seventh now, right?
Can they but finish fourth? Can they finish fourth?
Nah, I don't believe they can, Jack. I don't think that anyone's getting into the four. Now that the Rabbitohs have lost, no one's getting into the four. Okay?
Okay, so it's jockeying for those home finals now in eighth. I mean, who's fighting for the eight? How many can make the eight now? So how many? We've got the
Roosters. The Roosters can technically still make it. Okay, so they can finish on 32. They're in 12.
Wow.
Two ahead. So we're riding off the tits and we're riding off the fins.
Yeah.
We're riding off the Bulldogs, Dragons, Tigers, etc. Yeah. Let's get rid of them. So you've got the Eels today. Okay. So the Eels are on 24 points, 10-10. Very solid for and against of 59. The Eels play today. Who have they got today? They've got a fucking cricket score to get up at Combank. They've got the Dragons, right? So the Eels will officially go to 26 points, and they will take the Rabbitohs out of the eight if
wow.
they win by more than 21.
Should do.
Manly have got the Panthers next week. So we've got the Roosters. Okay, so the Roosters also got a very tough draw. They've got the Finns next week, so they could still stay within, but they're on minus 100. Eels, they've got the Dragons. They're going to get 26 points, hopefully. And they might even overtake the Rabbitohs. Then the Cowboys and the Rabbitohs are out of the eight. And the eight would look like Sharks, Raiders, Knights, Eels.
Wow. But were you assuming Raiders win today?
Who they got?
Tigers.
I'm not showing anything in for the Raiders.
At Bruce Stadium. I think it's Bruce, so no, Tigers surely can't win that.
I'm not showing anything in for the Raiders.
Wow.
I think you have to put a black. You have to. Let's go through the Rabbitohs because I think it's the most important to the actual makeup of the comp, right? That the Rabbitohs, all those other teams in the backup of the eight, they're not going to do shit. Say what you want. Even the Eels, say what you want. They're not doing anything.
But they've got hope. They could beat the Warriors. They could beat the Warriors. All those teams could beat the Warriors in the second week of finals.
No, they've. Yeah, that anyone could beat. But then
they don't.
Away in Mount Smart. Well, the Rabbitohs certainly could.
Yeah, Rabbitohs, they've showed, especially if it's wet.
So the Rabbitohs are going to get on the horse next week at Barlow Park in Cairns, right? They go to 28. Got the Dragons.
Yeah, they're doing a bit of travelling. That's not ideal for them.
Not ideal. Then the following week, they're away to the Knights at McDonald Jones. That's the match of the next 5 weeks. So that's going to determine where the Rabbitohs are at. Then they have a bye, right? So you're guaranteed pretty much onto 30. And then they have the Roosters to finish at a core stadium Friday the 1st of September. Finals have come early, Jack.
Wow. Who they got at a core stadium?
Roosters.
Rabbitohs Roosters, round 27.
Yeah, Friday night, 8 p.m., a core stadium. I will go to that.
I don't know you won't. But what Roosters could be out of it?
It's more just a judgment. Okay, so let's just go back to the Roosters. The week before, they have the Tigers. Okay, that's 2 points. They have the Eels at Combank. Huge game in round 25. They have
the
home game,
a chance.
A home game against the Finns in next round. So, look, no, I don't think they're a chance purely because they're on minus 100. So they're going to have to go. They're going to have to run the slate, finish on 32, and, you know, maybe let's say make up 60, so they might be on minus 40. The only thing they can hope for is to be finishing equal with the Raiders and beat them on points. Raiders are minus 78.
Wow. So we really want Tigers to win today.
Okay, so the Raiders have got a rotten fucking defensive record. You generally run a train through the Raiders. They're 12th worst defense. Whew. Huge.
I'd love to see the Raiders miss out on the eight because out of anyone, I think they're just making up numbers.
They are. I mean, I think that's this season last week when the Knights came into their house and robbed them blind.
Yeah.
Did we see the first rugby league hat trick last night with Asako, a proper hat trick, 3 consecutive tries?
Did he end up getting 3 consecutive?
He got 3 consecutive tries. Now, that's not...
Well, yeah, that was like in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, he got 3 of the, Finns, he got 3 of the Finns consecutive tries. He got a lot of different types of hat tricks. You got 3 tries in the game, or then you got your team's 3 tries in a row, but it was broken by maybe the opposition's. He got the game's 3 tries in a row.
And were they start of the game?
That's it. The ultimate. If you score the game's first 3 tries in a row. Wow.
Yeah. Well, then the season's first 3.
Oh, there you go. So you've got varying degrees of hat tricks.
Yeah, quite.
But,
what are the ducks in cricket? Okay. You get 0 of 158 balls.
Yep. A golden duck, first ball.
Yep.
Golden and ducks, there's a diamond duck. Run out without facing a ball.
The duck, yeah, diamond duck. Then there's that, but isn't there a duck?
A royal golden. Is the first of the innings.
First of the innings. And then there's
a royal golden pair. Yes, a royal golden pair.
What's that? First of the match, and then you get another duck.
And if you got a royal golden pair, it would be first of the match in both. First of the innings in both.
Innings.
I got a guy out for a royal gold once. Christchurch school cricket.
Big man.
And he was their big St. Thomas's opener. Quite a handy guy to remove early. There's just so much league in the next 4 weeks. There's so much on.
What the fuck is going on? I've read articles. They're about to announce a Tri Nations between Samoa, Australia, and New Zealand for after the season. Why are they fucking around with it? It's round 23 almost.
Mate, well, I'd say it has to do a bit with the strike.
Oh yeah, it must do. Yeah, quite.
Which we won't get into that. Casey Badger. Now, I think we've actually been on the show 4 or 5 years ago saying, when's the first female referee going to referee an NRL game? Which I don't think we've had one refereeing an NRL game, have we? We've seen touch judges and we've seen video refs.
No, and didn't they do... What about when there was two refs?
Maybe.
When did that end, the two ref thing?
This year, isn't it? Was this year the first one? Oh, no.
No, the two refs. We've had one ref. It was as soon as it was COVID.
But Casey Badger, and I think it's hard to criticise because people are going to say you're just criticising, which I could not be more different to. I think I'd love to see female referees. It would be amazing. It'd be phenomenal. Like the developments, what's happened in women's sport. You can see it with the Soccer World Cup. It's absolutely brilliant. It is genuinely life-changing for young girls to watch football or sport of that magnitude. But Casey Badger is so detrimental to the game of rugby league, how bad she is in the video ref, that it's... Remember Jared Maxwell in the bunker?
Yeah.
About 4 or 5 years ago? He would literally do the opposite. You'd be on a text thread and go, oh, fuck, that looks like a no try. And you go, oh, who's in the bunker? And someone would look it up and go, Jared Maxwell. And you're like, fuck me. He'll pick the opposite. And he did.
Casey
Badger is like, she's almost breaking laws, what she's doing there. It's so fucking bad. That what she did on, what was it?
The Titans, Warriors.
Titans, Warriors.
Yeah, Titans, Warriors. That's why you're so emotional about it. But, I mean, Cummins had, okay, I'm going to step in for Casey Badger here. Cummins lost control on the field in that first half.
Oh,
and I think that,
absolutely.
That Neokore Fifita standoff was brilliant. But, I mean, that's as best as we're getting these days now. We don't have as much info, right? But
did you see Fifita?
An eyeball's actually way better than a push.
Yeah,
in my opinion. This is what I would do. Yeah, yeah.
Like Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, like getting fucking nose to nose. A nose to nose is as good as you get in league.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I looked in his eyes. David Fifita did not want that smoke.
Did me?
No fucking way.
No, I would have not from Neokore.
He did not want that smoke.
But that leads to why Cummins lost control. Oh. Some of them is like the inconsistencies in the hitches. And then that guy getting Sinman for nothing. And he, like, his hand touched Fifita's
involuntary face. An involuntary slap. Now, the send off was bad.
So you didn't want them send off.
It was probably a sin bin.
But then Chris Randall just went on report before.
Oh, that was what was so bad. And I genuinely
then you're going to bring racial questions into it, right? Because why did it was exactly the same?
The Randall one was worse, or as bad. No, not worse. But I think that Cummins goes, wow, that's two really shockers. I'm going to have to, I can kind of understand. He goes, I'm going to have to get rid of this guy. Now, I have had people say that it was actually a word from Badger who said to send off. And then Badger really? Also.
Is that what Damo said?
Not sure who said it. But Badger also said, shout out to Damo, though, back big legal counsel guy, big Raiders man. Hopefully you can have a win today against the Tigers, two bottom feeding NRL sides for 2023. Casey Badger got the Niokore one done.
Flat.
She came on. And look, we were obviously enormous Warriors fans, so we might just touch on this game. You were in midair following it via our commentary on the league forum.
Yeah, because I was at flying back to Melbourne, so I actually got the first 20, I think, because I tested out 4G, how far it could go up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then Qantas, they have that Wi-Fi, but it's, you can't stream off it. So I was just in there, all right. Then I landed and got the last 15, I think, on the runway.
Bizarre game. The Titans were extremely fucking gallant and impressive. Now, I know you love this guy, but I was meaning to say something last week on the show. I fucking love Jaden Campbell. And I just don't understand. He might have been injured a bit, but he has got to be their first picked fullback. I don't care where you play Brimson, because I do think Brimson's a good player. And Brimson's best position is fullback. I don't care. The magic that Jaden Campbell produces, or he can get his hands on, every time he had the ball, I'm like, fuck. This guy's a serious Preston Campbell, Tyron Peachy, David Peachy.
Yeah, and I think he's got a good level head on him too. If you don't think you don't really realize,
like, he's not emotional. He's not over emotional. A game can get away from Trell.
Yeah.
Or a game, or too much of an enigma, like say Jermaine Asako, where he's just got rocks and diamonds. This guy Campbell is fucking amazing.
Yeah, he could play state football one day. Who for? I wonder.
Queensland.
Really?
Preston was in New South Wales, or was he?
He was. He's from Tinga.
Yeah. So who knows? At various points during the game, where it looked as though the Warriors, if that full pass hadn't have been a full pass, you think that they would have gone up 18 and won well. I think I was sitting at the pub. I didn't come home because it's the pub game now. I'm in a real, now that I have a football team to support, Jack, and I haven't had one for so long. The pub games are real interesting for me. Is like, Mumsy doesn't want me just coming home at 6 p.m. and going upstairs and watching a game of league for 2 hours. So she's like, I'd rather have you out of the house and come back at, say, 7:30. So I've been doing like a couple of times recently, just solo at the pub.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that.
It's just beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So sitting there, and
I may. That's the beauty of Portia. Yeah. It's the beauty of Portia, your pub game. For Victoria, the pub game is so good as well because the league is on, right?
Yeah.
It's just soul destroying having to go to the bar and go, oh, could you please put the league on, mate?
I know.
And then they look at you like, what are you? Yeah. But the pub game is no excuse. Yeah.
A pub game is just, at the moment, it's glorious and it sets up the week. We've covered this in detail. But after that forward pass, and I thought, before they rolled it back, I was like, we're up 18. I may or may not have texted through to you saying we look like the 03 kangaroos.
I know, you said 1994 kangaroos.
No, the 94 kangaroos.
Quite.
And it turned out that we actually ended up almost losing that game. Anyway, got out of jail, won ugly, all those good things. I just want to see now. I feel like our niche and what you remember, if we make a deep run, people, the microscope, the garden variety leaguers who haven't really watched too much Warriors will go, wow, I love what they're doing off the bench after 25 minutes. They bring Walker and Tufanga on. That there is something that is unique and fucking hard to game plan against. two ball-playing middle forwards.
I don't know how that relates to what you just mentioned about garden variety league fans.
People that don't watch the Warriors and they haven't really known what we do, right? Yeah. And they'll go, oh, the Warriors are doing well. And then we're finally on prime time in a semi-final against the fucking Rabbitohs or something. And they're like, whoa, look at Dylan Walker. He's playing well. I was like, fuck up, cunt. You fly-by-nighting league fan. We do a couple of games at Combank. But that is something special that we need to harness in the next 4 weeks. And I think Jazz was a little bit excited. And we were two passes away a couple of times from you know, really putting that game away. But probably our worst game for a while. And I never would have thought in my fucking wildest dreams that we would have been winning ugly in round 23 of the Telstra Premiership. So go back to Hamilton next week against the Tigers and hopefully put a good performance in. But I think we can kiss goodbye to seconds now, can't we?
Feels like it.
You just had to have the cows. You just had to have the Cowboys get up.
Yeah, I thought so. But look, third's not too bad. I mean, it means I've got to start thinking about a flight to. Should I hope Sheena's back by then?
So you know what that means, though, don't you? That means
I'm going out to Uncle Buck's in Penrith, or I'm going up to Lang Park.
Well, who loses first in the next? The Broncos have got a really tough farm, and I think the Broncos actually play the Panthers. So that all sorts itself out.
What do you mean? In round one? In the first week of finals?
No. In terms of who finishes first.
And then who we play, yeah. Panthers finished first. Let's talk about Panthers' form. They're just... Like, right now...
It's a brick wall, isn't it?
I cannot see anyone... Brisbane Warriors won't get close to them. And they might lose the grand final against them 18-6. And everyone go, oh, we'll take that. But we're never in it. But they're just dominating. Fuck, they are just through that. They're a wall of black shirts that are just destroying everything in front. They're like tracer bullets.
They have had 242 points scored against them in 20 games. Now, the next best is the Warriors. At 364. That's a try a game.
Wow.
Better than us. A try a game. Now, the Broncos have played an extra game, 365. So they are probably really the next best, unless next week we keep the Tigers to zero. But
they're just relentless. Like, any mistake you make, and we do make mistakes, right? So.
Yep. Yeah.
They just. It's actually. Watching them is like watching a robot. And I say that with all due respect to the Panthers fans, but as a purist league now, I still went off them for a bit because they were quite boring and structured. But now, I just can't keep my eyes off them, as in it's like seeing the robot in motion and seeing it almost. It's like there doesn't even seem to be any human factors involved now. Everyone, I mean, there's the Jerome Loi dancing across the field.
They've got a bit about them. They are exceptional. But, you know, we've seen teams lose big semifinals before.
I know. That's probably where we need to
go. That's just league. Now, one X factor is how bad's Jerome Hughes's ankle injury? Let's just say it's fine, right? The X factor, and if you've seen some of the videos lately, you'll go. Some of the videos that people have been bringing up of Ryan Pappenhausen. He is the X factor for this final series.
Yeah, and he came back yesterday and did a job for the Falcons to get them in the finals hunt. I mean, how long do you... I think he still needs 2 weeks there,
He needs to have his debut where he comes off the bench and plays 30 minutes. In round 25-6. And then he needs to have a full game round 27 where they get into the mode of having him there. And I don't know what happens to Nick Meaney. He probably goes on a wing.
I reckon they need 20. So it's round 24 next week, right? I reckon he needs to have full-time Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
Then 25 have 30 minutes in NRL or 20.
And two games to finish.
And then two full games to finish. Or maybe even just one, but have, or maybe one full half. Yeah, that's what Bellamy's plan's got to be. We know.
And I think that makes the Storm a bit more of a scarier proposition. Much more scarier proposition.
Yeah. Much more, yeah.
Okay, games today. You ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. What do we got?
Eels Dragons at Combank.
Eels Dragons. I was 0-2 last week, and someone reminded me. So it's good to have you back. And I know that if you go 0-2 on a Sunday, legal counsel's back. Dragons by 20.
Eels by 21. I'm going to say Eels by 22.
Yeah, nice. Oh, Raiders.
And then Raiders, Tigers. Jeez, I love the Tigers. They're just because of cool stuff, but I do a Benji special. What's the signing Bud Sullivan? I know he's a Kiwi in there, but there's some big money being thrown at Bud Sullivan. He's fucking mistakes in him.
Hey, when the Dragons don't really want to keep you, you've got to be asking yourself why.
I know.
Look, I like this Jordan Rapana back at fullback. That makes me fucking wild, and I'm not picking against that. Seb Chris back into the centres, and no, have they dropped Joe Croker? Just dropped him?
Yeah.
Or is he injured? Okay, he's been so bad.
Yeah.
You know that funny meme where you've got like a lock, right? Like a locked door, but rather than a padlock, you've got a chisel.
No,
or a twisty. So the lightest possible thing that you could put in a padlock to try and lock a door. That's Jared Croker's twisty in a door.
Another meme with that guy in a yellow jacket rubbing his hands. That any centre are playing Jared Croker.
Yeah, good.
Where do these things come from?
Oh, there's just smart people out there. 4chan. All memes 4chan, are the
dead. Yeah, 4chan. We're the fucking 4chan. You're right.
All right. Well, that is, we've got a good Sunday ahead of us, and it's not very nice day, so I wouldn't mind a bit of rain, so we're forced inside and league's just in the background. I'll do some cooking, whatever, but league's on in the background.
Righto. You've got to love your league.
Love your league.
Bye.
If league leaves me now, it takes away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, Manny, please don't go. If league leaves me now, it takes away the biggest part of me.